This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Bayout Zaukwa Mog.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This is the first of the God section where after every sentence I want to say same. You know, just do that. I know it's an old internet construction joke, right? And stuff.
Yes.
But there's lots of stuff like winsome and the great old one burst from the ground, showering all present with filth, dirt, and virulent ichor.
Yep.
Ichor. You same. Know, it's like, yeah, same.
The bringer of pestilence has no known human worshippers. Same.
Same. Yeah. There's lots of same in this I was thinking about. And also, it's just describing a scorpion for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, yeah. So we're in the God section, but this if this was just made into a unique entity in the first section, I would not have batted an eye.
Yeah.
You know, this is Scott David Anielowski from the story Broodhaven, which I've not read, but it doesn't seem especially noteworthy. And yeah, it's just a big scorpion, but there's a certain amount of ambiguity here, where the swarm attacks by swarming victims, stinging and biting them each round. It doesn't say that it summons a new creature. It just says like, hey, I'm a one man swarm. I'm coming at ya.
Yeah. I think they're all part of him because he's definitely a big guy. He's not just a swarm. This is a gigantic, like really, really, really big scorpion, but with like countless legs and multiple wings and multiple claws.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of little eyes between his feelers.
Yes.
You know, like pretty gross, pus dripping mandibles, like pretty disgusting scorpion as far as scorpions go. Like, and scorpions, you know, already pretty disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
Much more disgusting. But he sends that swarm. He is that swarm, comes with that swarm.
Yeah. This is one of the few instances where the image actually does illustrate what is going on, because it shows big scorpion monster and then he's got like a bunch of little buddies coming off of him.
Yep. And he can sting you.
Mm-hmm.
Like he can actually get you, and then you get super poisoned.
Right, right.
And you have to have somebody can treat you with super poison, and then you just lose constitution and hit points. Otherwise you die
again,
1d100 minutes.
And so this gets down to like the differences between these, you know, broad categories of the gods, where like, I am more into the cosmic insanity stuff as opposed to dying a horrible and leprous death. Like I would want this. What's that?
I said, I didn't realize you were continuing, but I was going to say, I actually am okay with this, like the sickness, like the god of virulence. I think there's a place for this. I think what we're going to find though, is that there are a few of them like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where it's going to get a little bit tedious. But for a first one, I'm okay.
Yes.
Like just filth and disease and all those bad things. Like that's this guy's scorpion crown.
The other... The other part of this, with Azathoth, it made a little bit of sense, but the bringer of pestilence has no known human worshippers, obviously same. However, Azathoth, you know, is, you know, like worship of him is laundered through other kind of servant gods like Nyarlathotep and things like that. With a small time JV player like this, if he has no worshippers, is he still a god?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the question, right?
Yeah.
Some of these are just like very powerful creatures.
Yes.
You know, this is specifically a great old one.
Yeah.
Which are, you know, so they have what they are. They have categories.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
So like Azathoth is an outer god, which means he's like one of those cosmic gods. Great old ones explicitly are big, nasty old creatures that can be worshipped as a god, but are basically big, old, nasty creatures.
Yes.
You know?
Okay. So I momentarily forgot that distinction, even though I explicitly read that section.
Yeah.
To remind like
these are old, dirty bastards.
Yeah.
These are ODBs. That's how you keep them straight.
Yeah. 1d100 sanity gain by saying ODB.
Yeah, exactly. And when he brings his whole clan with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the entire Wu-Tang swarm with him. and if you get swarmed by them,
protect your neck
by, you know, infected with funky beats. No, that's probably good.
Yeah.
Somewhere there.
Like ending on funky beats to describe Wu-Tang Clan.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.